Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Talk About Your Business Morning Show, Motivational Mondays. I'm Russell Price. I'm the host. And every Monday, we talk about your business. It's all about you. We got a special guest this morning, Kevin Anthony. Let's Talk Comedy. He'll be coming up in just a few, talking about Toys for Tots for Comedy. It's going to be a big one at the Riot Act. Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine, tells you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. This is what's happening now in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Upcoming events, Holiday Shopping Extravaganza, 18th of December at the Rittenhouse. Authors, poets, also business people who are selling their wares for Christmas, last-minute shopping. Don't miss this one. It's an opportunity to support the local businesses and get the Christmas gifts that you need. Also, a big one on December 30th, the eve before New Year's Eve. The eve before New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve party is going to be a big one. It's going to be at Tory's Open Bar, champagne on every table, live entertainment, dinner, BYOB. Bring your own bottle, free setups, and promote and network your business for 2012. Party favors, $10. $10 is going to be a big one. Spread the word. The New Year's Eve party before New Year's Eve. A lot of people don't go out on New Year's Eve, but they can go out the eve before New Year's Eve. We'll be right back with Kevin Anthony. Welcome back. We're here with Kevin Anthony. We're talking about Toys for Tots. Kevin, you on the air?
I'm here. Good morning, folks. This is Kevin Anthony from HBOBT, HBO Def Comedy Jam. You can pull me up on my website at any time, www.kevanthony.com.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Toys for Tots.
Well, I've been doing this for 18 years, and it is designed to get some needy urban kids around America some toys to have a great Christmas. Some kids, like I was an urban kid myself, and some kids may have one parent that can't afford to get them. Some kids are terminally ill, like in children's hospital. And some kids are just orphans, and so we are with the United States Marine Corps Reserve. We're all getting toys for needy children. Also, the comedians donate their talents and their time to give the audience a great show, and all we want is $15 donation and a toy.
This year, I'm lucky enough
to be holding this at the Riot Act Comedy Theater, which is located on 801 East Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20004. And showtime will be 7 p.m.
And how can they get tickets?
You can go online and get tickets, www.riotactcomedy.com, or you can do a walk-up right to the door and come in, come on to the door and get your tickets, and it's good. I have a great lineup. I have, like, Tommy Davidson, Tony Woods, Sylvia Traymore, Chris Thomas, Mike Washington, Mike Brooks, Danny Williams, Kevin Lee, just to name a few. Some of the folks I've had in the past is Earthquake and, all kinds, Michael Collier, you name it, all kinds of comics. They all come and donate their time Robin Montague will be coming down from New York City, and we cannot wait to do this. The Marines always have a ball, and they come from all ends. This is a great
event.
That's
fantastic. That's fantastic. It sounds like a great, great lineup. And comedians are really, really something to behold, because comedians bring spirit and they bring laughter to the audience and to people's lives. So not only will you be able to have comedians, but you'll be able to see what they call laughter, a spirit, and help these children for Christmas. I mean, that's the really big thing about this.
Well, most comedians, you know, work throughout the year, and they get paid, and you know, for their different concerts and et cetera. And so this is their way and my way of giving back to the community and for supporting us for all the years. I've been doing comedy for 30 years. Some comics have been doing comedy for 30 years. Some maybe been doing it for 15, 20 years. It's a way of giving back to the community and having a good time and doing it. I mean, laughter is always good medicine, right, Russell?
Oh, without a doubt. Tell us about your career. How did you get started? You say 30 years of comedy. That is an accomplishment, an achievement, to make people laugh for 30 years. What got you into comedy?
Well, I was kind of a quiet class clown, shall we say. I went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts. I was a visual artist. And I was in drama class and dance. And so Shakespeare might have been the greatest, but the brother talked funny with the do thou, this is thou do. Anyway, you know, they let me do some stand-up, and that was kind of the birth of it. Then after Duke Ellington School of the Arts, I joined the United States Army, and the Army utilized my talents as a comic, and been doing comedy ever since. Once I came back to Washington, D.C., I started performing at BET and writing with Chris Thomas, the mayor of Rap City, when he was on BET, and I won the Coors Light Super Talent Showcase, and the grand finals was at the Warner Theater, and I opened up for such artists as Frankie Beverly, Chaka Khan, Earth, Wind & Fire, and et cetera and so forth. And a lot of good comics came out of Washington, D.C. You have Tommy Davidson, Martin Lawrence, Chris Thomas, Tony Woods, Fat Doctor, all kinds, Kevin Lee, all kinds of comics came out of Washington, D.C. And
so you were on the ground floor of most of the comics that came out. Most of the comics that came out.
Los Angeles. And did the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory and stuff like that.
Wow. So you were on the ground floor of most of the comics that came out of Washington. I mean, some of the big names like Martin Lawrence and Tommy Davidson and all these comics, you were there on the ground floor when they initially started their career in Washington.
Yeah, like Pierre Edwards, you know, all of us were young comics then, and we all kind of went in different directions, you know. Martin was, we used to ride in his little Volkswagen to Richmond and tell jokes, and Pierre Edwards and Willie Brown and Woody. So a lot of comics that came out of Washington. Dave Chappelle, we was in the Coors Light Super Talent Showcase together. He also went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts. And we're all from Washington, D.C. You know, you have Chris Paul, who's on the radio, and he writes jingles for the Redskins. And it's all different kind of comics here. Of course, Chris Thomas and Danny Williams and Sylvia Traymore, they all been going in different directions, but we all come together for this particular event, Comedy Toys for Tots.
Comedy Toys for Tots. That is a serious, serious, serious venue, because it makes people feel good when people come together for a common cause. Toys for Tots has been around a long time, but when you had the comedians come together to support Toys for Tots, it gives it a special, special meaning. It gives you a special meaning because we don't get together a lot, you know. Sometimes it's hard to get people together all in one court. But this is a positive cause. And give us the lineup again of who's actually going to be there.
Well, again, we'll have Robin Montague. We'll have Queen Aisha. Probably Freddie Varnell. Tommy Davidson, Talent Exposure Show. Chris Thomas, Tony Woods, Mike Washington, Mike Brooks. That's all I can. H. Renee Comedy Review. That's pretty much all I can think of off my head, because comics seem to come from all ends when they're not working, and they all come, and I try to put as many of them on as time allows.
Fantastic. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want to know from you, Kevin, what does comedy really mean to you and to this city and to the world? We want to talk about what does comedy really mean and where is comedy going in the future. We'll be right back.
All right.
Have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friend would stab me straight in my back. No, no, no. Even had a house out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast though, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills.
Welcome back. We're here with legend comedian Kevin Anthony, and he's doing a event that is truly needed to be attended. It's for a good cause. It's going to be at the Riot Act on December 14th. Get your ticket online or walk up to the door. We're talking with Kevin Anthony. This is history and a legend of Washington, D.C. Kevin, what does comedy mean to you, and where do you see comedy going in the future?
Comedy is like my life's blood, my juices. I'm like Ray Charles with it. You know, I'm most happier when I'm on stage. And comedy also, I have the talent not only to get people to laugh with me as well as at me, but I also can provoke thought, be it positive or, you know, kind of let some folks make their own thoughts out of what I'm projecting or saying. As for where comedy is going, I think comedy is always going to go on the upswing. You have people such as Russell Simmons, P. Diddy, you know, they put together shows for urban black comics where they can come out and really showcase, they have a platform to showcase their talents. And guys like that, like I said, I was lucky enough to be on BET's Comic View, Showtime at the Apollo, Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam, and Russell Simmons was very good to me. And I was probably on the most sold DVD there is. There was Chris Tucker, myself, Hamburger, and the late Bernie Mac. And that was probably the most famous DVD it was, because Bernie Mac, that was the one where he was like, kick it. And, you know, you had to be there to know why he went that route, because it was an interesting situation in New York.
Oh, Wow. Yeah, that was history when the Def Comedy Jam came on the scene. It sort of catapulted comedy to another whole dimension. Before comedians was able to go around and do their act at various cities, but that HBO Def Comedy Jam put comedy right in the center of people's homes.
Exactly.
Today, do we have anything
you
like
couldn't
like
even
Def
go
Comedy
to a
Jam?
Nightclub without Def Comedy Jam being on the screen.
You put comedy right in your house.
Right.
You know, it put it right in your home. But is there anything like that today? Is there any comedy, Def Comedy Jam, or something to that magnitude today as far as comedy is concerned?
Well, right now, as far as I know, I don't see much of that right now. But I think what Def Comedy Jam and BET's Comic View did and Who's Got Jokes is kind of give African Americans to let them know that stand-up comedy is there and it's always been there. I mean, at one time, you know, the only way you could hear something was you got Bill Cosby tickets or you had Richard Pryor's album or you had Red Fox's album or Flip Wilson's show, you know. And a lot of people didn't know that Flip Wilson he owned all the rights to his show. And that was a pretty heavy achievement for an African-American entertainer. And, it's a lot of, I'm not only a stand-up comedian, I'm a student still after 30 years of stand-up comedy. And I've learned and I've been fortunate enough to meet some of my comedy heroes such as Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Robin Harris, and Laura Hayes, Ronaldo Ray. I've been fortunate to work with some of these cats, J. Anthony Brown, Michael Collier, and the list goes on and on. Lewis Black, you know. I've been fortunate enough to do that. I mean, there was, like, at one time, comedy in the DMV area was basically controlled by Caucasians where they were, it took a lot. You had to have a sitcom or it took a lot to be able to get on their stages. People like Tommy Davidson opened doors for, you know, young and up-and-coming comics, you know. Even myself and Chris Thomas and et cetera, you know. Then you have Greg Cooper, who was a guy that was one of the first comics out of the D.C. area to even be on the Tonight Show. So comedy has always been looking up and it's positive. I mean, back in the day, you had guys like Petey Green, you know, and I've always been a student of comedy, and I've admired these guys, and I've learned some of my things, my comedy skills from them.
Well, that's you've mentioned some heavy hitters there, Petey Green, Greg Cooper. Those are what he calls the front runners of comedy in this town. Like you say, Greg Cooper was one of the first African Americans to be on Tonight Show. That's a long time ago, but that's history right there. That's those names there are legends in this town as far as comedy is concerned, because comedy is not an easy thing to do. I mean, you have to either have it or you don't.
That's called being a student of comedy, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of young cats that, you know, see Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, et cetera, perform, and, you know, they say, well, I can do that. But it's a different story when you're behind that microphone, because you're back there with your own knowledge and your own talents, and it's just you behind that microphone. You have to produce.
That's true. Comedy doesn't look, it looks easy, but once you get behind the microphone, it's just you and the microphone and the audience, and it's not easy. It's all about timing. We're going to take a call right now. Caller, you on the air. Air code 202-526. You on the air. Go ahead.
Timing is everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. How is it? Who's this?
Captain Fly, D.C.
Hey, DFW. Mr. Captain Fly. What's happening, baby?
Man, everything is beautiful. This wave of the future gives artists the opportunity to go wide, not in one direction, but all over. Kevin, hard-working guy, but I was listening, man, timing is everything when you put that mic in front of your face. It definitely can be you. Yeah. And then the audience, you know, the key to the audience is understanding your audience, because you can have the timing, and if you say the wrong thing, you can kiss it goodbye. And a lot of people stood in front of that mic, Jimmy the Greek, and bless them all, you make one wrong move, change your career. So
well, that's kind of like the fight that they had on Saturday. I think my man made one wrong move. That was the first fight I ever seen that the boxer had to chase him around the ring. He actually was chasing
him. Times have changed. You can't make a hero on paper. When you put those gloves on, Jack, it's leather for leather. They can put all kinds of stuff on
you. I can agree with that. And just like stand-up. You know, I'll stick with stand-up because I don't think I want to put them gloves on.
No way. You got to use your head as the door prize, please. You know what I mean? But it's important that those kind of opportunities come around, and look at all the boxes and the jobs that go with a boxer. You know, when you get up
that's
there,
right.
With you,
that's right.
You got a manager.
Well, Captain Fly, I know that I'm going to get your support, and I'm sure you'll be right there, front and center at the Riot Act. Also, I forgot to make mention. The Riot Act is supposed to reach out. I met Dick Gregory. Is supposed to reach out to Dick Gregory, and Dick Gregory has promised me that he will come through, as well as Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson was at the Riot Act when me and Mike Brooks and Dave Carter was performing there during the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Man,
Michelle Wright will be coming out, and she texted me, and she promised to be a co-host.
Come on with it. Man, a lot of folks should come out. You paved the way for a lot of folks. Like earlier, you were talking about Richard and them, but Jack, you are a trendsetter. From the clubs to the major circuits, the national circuit, that thing is not easy. So I know you still at it and pass the test of time, but I'll be there.
It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I have a little trivia that a lot of people don't know about Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots has been around since the 30s.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of entertainers that have donated their talents, such as Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, etc., who've donated their talents to raise toys for Toys for Tots. And a lot of people don't notice that the logo on Toys for Tots was designed by the late Walt Disney. And I'm a student of comedy, and you don't get involved in an organization unless you know something about it. And I just wanted to share that with your listeners.
Right. And now, do this in your mind. Close your eyes and erase Christmas from your memory and see how devastating that'll be for all the way across the board, the gift of giving. But more important, right now is more than ever. I saw a little fellow man all excited. I was speaking at a place, and he was so energetic about Thanksgiving, he couldn't wait for Christmas. And I said, man, that's the Christmas spirit. I talked to his mentor after, and about 30 kids in there. He was all excited. I'm thinking he lives in a mansion somewhere the season. And the kid was homeless. Homeless. Dude,
wow.
With that much excitement. So you can make a difference in somebody's life as a subtle thing. It ain't going to be a problem. And you got Toys for Tots involved with your piece.
That's right.
Toys for Tots.
That's what it's all about, making a difference in someone's life, especially with the economy and the things that's going on around. And even, you know, with the politicians messing around with, you know, the president. And I think the president's done a great job. And, I mean, hey, he was on last night, and he was talking about it might take another term, another president, and another president to get it straight. But
Man, you come in.
Be happy because God gave us breath and waking up in the morning, and you gotta be happy with that.
You better be, because life.
Without a doubt, without a doubt, you gotta be. You gotta be extremely happy with life. We're gonna take one more break. We're coming back with Kevin Anthony and Captain Fly, two historical men in this town. But we want to make sure that people are out there at the Riot Act. The Riot Act on December 14th. Toys for Tots. It's a good cause. Spread the word. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. See the advertisement, but also go to Facebook, Twitter, text marketing. This is all about Be There. It's all about giving back with Kevin Anthony at the Riot. We'll be right back.
Have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would step me straight in my bag. No, 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 even had a house out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast now, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills.
D.C., we got two major friends right here on the air right now, live, broadcasting live all over the world on the internet. Right now, we got Kevin Anthony and Captain Fly. Just give us some closing statements. Captain Fly, what does Toys for Tots, this giving back, mean to you as an individual who definitely gives out every Saturday morning? You pour the airways out just giving pleasure with music. What does this thing mean to you as far as giving back?
Man, it's just like a boxer and Kevin to tell you going up on stage. You move up in class. You fight bigger boxers and you make more important statements or throw more punches. That toys for Tots means somebody's going to have something and it'll change their whole thing. A lot of the philanthropists and all these other folks started with humble beginnings, so they had to know. So the reason they give is because they felt it before. The silver spoon's a wonderful thing when you come out and God said, this your first day, because it's what you do between the birth date and the death date. So do what you got to do. Have some feelings for others. You play Hal Melvin's Blue Notes, New Year's Eve, we'll be with them open Acton Creek Firehouse. So that's going to be a sweet, sweet thing. But more so, man, this Toys for Tots and the food drive. Don't do once a year. Al Lewis, man, look at the guy like that. Al Lewis passed. And he's doing things, and you find out after somebody dies how much they did behind the scenes. Toys for Tots is something everybody can do as a front runner. Without a doubt.
Kevin, give us your closing statements,
yeah.
And what's going to be there on the 14th?
Repeat that one.
I said, give us your closing statements about the 14th, the Riot Act, of how it's going to be and what you're going to be doing on the 14th. And how they should come out.
Okay, well, you can come out, be camera ready. We're going to have the United States Marines, and they're going to be my honor guard. We're going to have some great talent. Hopefully, we will get Stacey Ladisaw there. Hopefully, we can get Chuck Brown, Go-Go Chuck Brown there.
Wow.
And entertain him for a change. And it's going to be a lot of comedy, a lot of laughs. They have two bars. The place holds about 300, 500 upstairs and down. It is a very, very nice comedy club, and I want everyone's support to help America's neediest children.
Make a difference,
and Kevin.
That's what it
is. And Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine will be there broadcasting live. We'll be covering the whole entire event. We'll be interviewing. We'll be doing the whole entire event because Be There Magazine will make sure that everybody knows about this, but also they can see it. It's going to be part of history. It's going to be documented. So be there. Don't miss this opportunity to be there on the 14th towards the top with the baddest comedian in this town, Kevin Anthony. And you can put the lineup. When people pour out, this is better than the Jerry Lewis telethon. This is a telethon. This is going to be a live-a-side. A live-a-side right there with comedy.
I'm the black Jerry Lewis.
Yeah,
the black Jerry Lewis. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the black Kevin Evans and the black Jerry Lewis, man. This, we don't need to wait till Labor Day. We got the day on December 14th. It's going to be like that. But also, where can you go and see so many comedians giving back? Where can you be in a room with people like Captain Fly? We're talking about on this radio show today, just to hear Captain Fly talk about what he experienced and about how he wants to give back. Kevin Anthony, how he's put this together with all these comedians, and that's why we're pouring this out, and that's why we want to make sure it's going to be a big one. And also, don't forget to make sure that you come out on December 30th, because that's going to be the New Year's Eve before New Year's Eve, where you can come out and meet the movers and the shakers, the head turners, the traffic stoppers, the neck breakers, people that you will break your neck to see or just to meet. So this is going to be an opportunity to make sure that you come out on December 30th. But we want to thank you for coming on the air today, getting this word out. This show will be broadcast live in the archives. You can hear it anytime you want to hear it. Right now, we're going to be putting it out on the email blast, on Facebook, Twitter. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. And I'll be there. We'll see you next Monday, every Monday, Motivational Mondays. It's all about you. Talk about your business morning show. Be There Magazine.live. I am Russell Price, Jr. See you next Monday.